Chapter 3. Less than a month earlier, Alva had lectured a class of visiting schoolchildren on the mysteries of the Moche civilization. In the course of his lecture, Alva had spoken of his lifelong fascination with the Moche culture, and espoused a theory that most archaeologists and scholars rejected as fanciful. The existence of a royal Moche tomb, comparable in riches and splendor to the tomb of an ancient Egyptian pharaoh. Now that Alva had tangible evidence that such a tomb had been unearthed, his lecture held a special relevance far beyond the scope of his activities as a regional archaeologist for the INC, or as the young director of a small coastal plains museum. For Alva, the first step toward any understanding of the Moche civilization lay in an appreciation of how little scholars knew about its culture. In spite of the existence of hundreds of Moche burial sites, and evidence of vast pyramid and ceremonial complexes, ruined cities, and exquisite examples of ceramic art, researchers could not authenticate any Moche religious practices. Nor could they isolate one important event in the Moche's 800-year history, or put a name to a single Moche poet, musician, architect, priest, soldier, or ruler. The kingdom of the Moche, Alva had told the schoolchildren, was the land of the unknown dead. Early histories of Peru, written primarily by Spanish missionaries and chroniclers who accompanied Pizarro and the conquistadors on their conquest of the Inca Empire in 1533, never even included the Moche. To these invaders, Peru was little more than a source of gold and souls to be saved. Once these tasks were speedily accomplished, the natives became a source of cheap labor in mines, fields, and textile mills. But Pizarro and his conquistadors may not have been the first to plunder the Peruvian temple.